I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, you'd be amazed when you stop to consider just how much hunting and fishing and wildlife contribute to our mountain state economy. Well, we'll tell you what it adds up to coming up right after this.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
When you talk about the numbers of wildlife consumers in West Virginia, you have three contributors: hunters, fishermen, and non-consumptive wildlife viewers. Steve Brown at DNR says all three combine for a pretty powerful economic force to the state of West Virginia.
There's a contribution from each of the sectors. Folks need to recognize that. There's a hunting contribution and a fishing contribution and a wildlife watching, non-consumptive recreation contribution to the economy. All three of them total to about $1.2 billion a year.
West Virginia ranks fourth nationally in number of deer hunters, fourth nationally in the number of turkey hunters, and is the top state for squirrel hunting. And that also translates to a hefty chunk of West Virginia jobs.
It's everything. It's trip-related expenditures and equipment-related expenditures as well. In fact, those expenditures support that level of spending supports an estimated $16,000 jobs in the state. If you were looking at bringing an industry to the state of West Virginia that was going to provide 16,000 jobs, we'd be all over that.
Our recent national study revealed for the first time since the early 1970s the number of licensed hunters nationally has increased. That wasn't the case in West Virginia, but Brown says it's a bit misleading.
I guess when you start out as with a participation rate as high as ours, it's pretty hard to increase. but we're about stable in terms of our number of licensed hunters. Our participation rates are, like I said, are among the highest in the nation.
But over time, that number is about to fall drastically off unless the legislature acts on a pending DNR bill in the halls of the Capitol.
You know, everybody's been focused on the senior license bill and the the aging of our population and how that affects hunting participation. People ought to remember that in terms of paid license sales, as the baby boomers hit that magic age 65 point, we're going to be losing them at a pretty good clip.
But never forget the impact that West Virginia's wildlife resources are having on the West Virginia economy. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.